Well, as I said at the top of the show, this is just an incredibly, incredibly difficult time for our country, for communities, for individuals. And I spent a lot of time Sunday in prayer on all of this because Tony Dungy sent out beautiful words, a quote from the Bible, and said, "You must overcome hate with love." I thought about that an awful lot this weekend. And I also understand that we look at these things from really different perspectives. Michael Bumpus is one of my co-hosts on our Seahawks pre- and post-game coverage. He is my friend, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Michael, good to talk to you today.
Nice talking to you too, Dory. I appreciate you inviting me on and just get some insight about what's going on in this country, man.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think now more than ever, I've always just kind of looked into my personal relationships, and you and I met each other 3 years ago, and you're a good friend of mine now, and yet I understand that in these larger issues, there are vastly different perspectives. So I heard you had some really emotional stuff that you were talking about on social over the weekend. So tell me a little bit about all of what's in your heart and your head and your soul.
Obviously, Dory, it's difficult, these are tough times that we're going through. And, as a black man, as a role model to my kids, as a father, felt it was important that I spoke out because there aren't a lot of people that I know with this little platform that I do have, and I've been hit up by my friends and, my white friends, and they're asking me, how can I help? And, my black friends, we're having different conversations, and conversation is good. I'm glad that people are reaching out, because if we were just to stay silent, then, what else? What's going to change? How are we going to get anywhere? So first off, I want to thank anybody, black, white, brown, Asian, whatever you are. If you are reaching out, if you are speaking out, then I think we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, so tell me about the life experience that informs your perspective on what's going down right now.
I think it's important for people to realize that everyone has a different reality, right? Growing yep. up in West Los Angeles, Culver City, my reality as far as law enforcement was, I was probably gonna get messed with if they saw me, especially if I was driving. When an officer got behind me, I was probably gonna get pulled over. And no matter if I was speeding, wasn't speeding, if I'm walking down the street and a police officer sees me, I'm probably going to be asked a question, So that's my reality. And it became part of my everyday life. It almost became normal, Dory. It was like, doesn't everyone go through this?
We've all heard the phrase driving while black. How many times do you think you were pulled over for just no reason other than the color of your skin?
When I was in high school, I could probably say I got pulled over in Culver City 30 times. I probably received a ticket maybe 3 to 5, maybe 6 times, for like speeding or seatbelt or something. But a lot of times they pull us over, ask us where we're going. Where do you live? Can we search your car? And, we just want to comply. Yeah. Do whatever you gotta do. Search the car. Here's my ID, cause that was just our norm. We knew that it was easier not to ask any questions and just do what they tell you to do so we can make it home safe. And that's what my mom taught me. She goes, look, just make it home to me. That's all that matters, is that you make it home to me. So, yeah, pretty often, man, pretty often I've been pulled over and sat down on the curb. And, I thought that was normal, honestly, Dory, until I left L.A. and experienced some other stuff.
Were you fearful every time that one thing goes south and all of a sudden you could be a victim?
I was fearful, but I also knew that I felt I could communicate to get out of it. But I knew that there was a risk. I was definitely nervous. I had rehearsed it plenty of times before. I knew there was an element in the air that this could go south if these certain things don't happen. And that's not to say, again, I don't bash every cop. There's good cops out there. I know good cops. I've just experienced a lot of bad cops. That was just my reality. And I think people have to remember that it's hard to put yourself in someone else's shoes. But if you're getting information from a credible source or you feel that is credible, take that, you know, take that information and just try to understand where someone else is coming from and what their life was like.
Sure. Okay. So with that as your reality and your life experience, how does that affect, I don't know, a human being with a pulse that watched what happened to George Floyd and wasn't nauseated and repulsed by that cop, and he should go to prison for murder, of course. As you watch that, I mean, if that's your life experience, I can't imagine being sicker and more nauseated than I was the first time I watched that video. But I'm guessing, based on what I just heard, that there's a new depth of sickening and nausea that somebody like you feels when you see something like that.
Yeah. Honestly, when I first saw the video, I didn't know the context behind it, right? I see this officer on George's neck, and I'm like, all right, he's under control. He has to get up. And he doesn't get up, and he's staying there. And I'm looking at the eyes of this officer. That's not a human being under his knee. Where I grew up, man, it's you've seen that look, you know? You've seen how we've had experiences where police officers just don't look at us the same. You know, they don't treat us the same. They don't talk to us the same. There are police officers that do, and I always want to back that up. There are police officers that do. But when I saw George down there on the ground, it hurt. I was mad. I was angry. I was confused. And at the end of it, I wasn't surprised. Because that's been happening for so long. I mean, it's been happening for so long. Anyone in the Black community knows somebody who was either beat up, harassed, or even killed by police officers. That's part of our reality. So when I'm seeing that, I'm feeling all these emotions. And then at the end of it, I'm like, I'm not surprised, because that's the way I've seen people of color treated for so long. It's just now that it feels like the rest of the world, the rest of the country is seeing it at its rawest form.
Okay, and then let's fast forward, Michael. We're talking to Michael Bumpus, who's on our Seahawks pre and post game with me. Let's fast forward to this weekend, where there were people who wanted to peacefully protest, demonstrate. Demonstrations are a treasured, amendment-protected right that we have. And they're also the way that people who think they are voiceless can be heard. And we all cherish Americans' rights to protest and demonstrate. But what we saw was all of those get hijacked by violent rioting across the country, rioting in Seattle, rioting in Bellevue yesterday. And as you watched all of that unfold, what was your perspective?
Initially, you know, watching the protests happen, I was proud. You know, people are out there, and it's not just people of color. I mean, I see white people out there. I see everyone out there. I know people who are going out there, and I'm checking in with them, and they're talking about just how powerful this is and how it's a moment and how there's so much unity. And then as the parade goes on, you see the violence start kicking in. And then I automatically feel just heavy again, you know, because these people who are out there doing this are taking the message away. And unfortunately, there are some outlets out there who are only going to focus on those people, because in our country, violence sells. You know, I've seen coverage of the peaceful protest, but not as much as the guys who are going in there and checking it or messing it up. And there were two types of people out there.
About 90 minutes ago, George Floyd's brother spoke to a crowd in Minneapolis and was furious at the violence there, and that it just disrespected his brother and their family and his memory. And, you know, I think that we're unified by a few things, and more than ever, we need to focus on that. We're unified by our universal disgust for that Minnesota cop. We're unified by our, you know, just anger at the rioting that happened. And I think most right-thinking people say protests and demonstrations are, there's a reason these are all constitutionally protected. It's our right as Americans to be heard. So, you know, coming out of this, that's what I want to focus on, Michael, the things that unify all of us. And it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking what we're all going through right now.
Yeah, it is, man. And especially because, you know, it hurts when everything gets lumped into one category, right? It's like one thing happens, so it's all about the violence. Another thing's happened, it's all about that. I just hope that people really look at these videos, you know, see what's out there, do your research, and focus on the positive that was coming out of those rallies and those protests, because people really came together. You know, I got right wing and left wingers as friends, you know, and we're communicating, we're talking about it, you know, and there's anger behind it, you know, there's sadness behind it, but all this has to be talked about. And I think that people will find sympathy and empathy if they just realize that our realities are different, but at the core, we are all the same. We're all human beings. We should all love each other, but there's going to be some bad people out there who are going to jack stuff up, who are going to change the message or try to change the message. Let's just focus on what the message is. There are too many African Americans out there dying because of police brutality. It's plain and simple. That's what it is. Now, what can we do to change that? We don't have to agree on everything, but if we can just all get behind that, the majority of us get behind that, which I think the majority of us are behind that, and focus on that and pump that narrative out there of making change, then we'll be good to go. I don't even want to give these guys, you know, Dory, it's kind of like when a guy runs across the field streaking at a soccer match or something. You know, they tell you he's out there, they give him a little pub, and then they're gone. Yeah, they won't move on. Like, don't give these guys the satisfaction of all this airtime. Pump the positivity out there. Pump the change out there. You know what I mean? It's definitely hard times, but I think we can get through it.
Yes, we can. All right. Michael, I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on with me today.
No problem, Dory. Talk to you soon.
All right. Michael Bumpus, you hear him on our Seahawks pre- and post-game coverage, and enjoyed talking with him about all this. Okay, love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.